This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Another campaign finance watchdog group wants an investigation into the mileage that Republican Lauren Boebert racked up while campaigning in Colorado's vast 3rd Congressional District. The Campaign for Accountability is asking the Federal Election Commission to verify the numbers. CFA Executive Director Michelle Coopersmith.
Representative Boebert has not shown a mileage log to back up the claim that she needed this large amount of reimbursement for mileage. So we're basically asking her to show us her work.
Boebert was reimbursed $22,000 for driving 38,000 miles. The Boebert campaign is not commenting. The number of Black and Latino Coloradans vaccinated against COVID-19 lags behind whites. Community-run vaccination events aim to close that gap. The director of Denver Parks and Recreation took her mother to Shorter Community AME Church last weekend. Happy Haynes says accessibility is key.
Many of these people, like my mom, you know, had to be taken, and it's just not comfortable. And there are already some reticence about getting the vaccine, and, you know, going across town to some large mass gathering isn't going to do it.
Haynes says the state should focus more on phone and word-of-mouth outreach to people not comfortable with computers. The red flag warning for Colorado Springs and Pueblo remains in effect until sunset. 33 in Denver, 51 in Colorado Springs. It's 39 degrees for Vail. This is CPR and KRCC.